encouragement and we pray together.
在我们祷告之前，我想用几句章节作为我们彼此的勉励。
In True Church, we have a great treasure.
在真耶稣教会，我们有一个珍宝。
Is Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
One time, there's one woman came from the other denomination, came to our church.
有一次，有一个女士从外教会来我们教会。
And she attended our service and witnessed our prayer.
她参加我们的聚会，看我们的祷告。
And after the service, she came sit down and talked to me.
聚会之后，她坐下跟我一起谈。
She said that, "Can you please don't pray like that?"
她说，你可不可以不要这样子祷告
？Because it's so barbaric.
因为看起来很像野蛮人。
Uncivilized.
好像没文化。
And I kind of smile at her.
我就对她微笑。
And I told her, "A lady, you do not know what you're talking about."
我说，女士，你不知道你在说什么。
If there's no Holy Spirit, I will not be in True Church.
要是没有圣灵，我就不会在真耶稣教会。
Because through the prayer, I experienced a lot.
因为从
if I did not experience what praying in tongues, I would not be here.
我说从祷告里面我体验到很多，如果没有用灵言祷告的话，我就不会在这里。
And if there's no Holy Spirit.There will not be a true Jesus church.
要是我们这里没有圣灵，我们就不是真耶稣教会。
And these days we can experience, we can see that people experience the Holy Spirit is getting less and less.
最近我们能够体会到，有人觉得圣灵越来越不充满。
In the past, when people received Holy Spirit, it was so obvious.
以前有人在受圣灵的时候，看起来很明显。
Their tongue speaks so loud and fluent.
他们的灵言讲得很大声，而且很流利。
And sometimes they have, but they can feel the heat. There's body vibration, body movement.
他们能够感觉这个热，而且他们能够有很多的身体的震动。
And today in SSC, when we pray for people, and then you know the people speak in tongue a little bit.
今天在学生灵恩会，有时候有人讲一些灵言。
And I said, "Yeah, you know, you have Holy Spirit because I heard you speak in tongue."
我说你有圣灵，因为我听见你在说方言。
And the person said, "Really? I got it?"
那人说真的吗？我得到圣灵了吗
？I don't feel anything.
我就没有感觉。
And then I also encountered believers. You know, they have received Holy Spirit for many years.
我有见到一些信徒，他们得圣灵已经得了几年。
And they told me that they speak in tongue, but they feel nothing.
他们说他们有说方言，但是他们就是没有什么感觉。
And I said, "How can it be?"
我说怎么可能
When I pray, it wasn't like what you say. I feel experience what the Bible said.
I'm sorry.
I said, "How can it be? When I receive Holy Spirit, or when I pray in Spirit, I experience what Bible said."
我说怎么可能？因为我得到圣灵的时候，我感受圣灵，我能够体会到圣经上的话语。
And then there was a brother. He said that he got Holy Spirit for many years, and he feel like. Eventually, in the end, he said to himself that I did not pray in tongue. I pray in tongue is because everybody else was praying in tongue.
有一个弟兄
And then I was forced to pray in tongue.
有个弟兄得好像有圣灵，他到最后得圣灵几年以后，他对自己说：“我其实没有用方言祷告，我是看到别人用方言祷告，我觉得我有压力，所以我必须要讲方言。”
And then so he left the church.
所以他就离开教会了。
So we can.See that now we're facing a crisis.
所以我们看到这个是一个危机。
People receive Holy Spirit, but don't really experience what Bible promised.
有人得了圣灵，却感受不到圣经答应给我们的。
So let's look at Bible. What does Bible promises, and how can we pray and experience the Holy Spirit, just like the Bible recorded?
我们看圣经是怎样写的，应许给我们什么？
Let's turn to John chapter 7, verse 37.
请看约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39.
约翰福音第七章三十七到三十九节。
John chapter 7, verse 37.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." 38.
三十八节。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said,Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. I here describe that when a person receives Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit shall be like the rivers of living water flow from their belly. Some Bible say flow from their heart.
这里讲得很清楚，我们得到圣灵的时候，就像经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
I remember one time when I pray, very vividly, I can feel like my body just small tube, and then the Holy Spirit is like mighty sea and flowing throughout me, coming out from my mouth, the speaking tongue. I feel like I'm very small, and the Holy Spirit was very powerful, very big.
我记得很清楚，有一次我在祷告的时候，我觉得身体就像一个管子，然后圣灵是很大的从我的腹中流出来。我觉得自己很小，但是这个圣灵力量确实很大。
I feel myself is like a straw, just touch describe it. It's like a straw, and the Holy Spirit is like a river. I mean, it's like the sea.
我觉得我的身体就像一个吸管一样的小，然后这个圣灵是像海水一样的巨大。
And I can feel that when I pray, was from my belly, there's a power coming out and go through my heart.And come out from my mouth.
我觉得我的我的从我的腹中有一个很大的力量流出来，从流从嘴巴流先流到我的心，再流从嘴巴流出来。
And I can feel it. I mean, always I can feel it. It's the power. And then when it flows out from goes through my heart, it cleanses away my filth. And I feel as I'm praying more and more, my heart become more pure.
我觉得这个力量很大，它就是流到了我的心，把我的心洁净出来。我祷告越多，这个心就感觉越洁净。
And Bible describe, Holy Spirit as rivers of living water.
圣经说这个圣灵是活水的江河。
And every day, we need water to live.
每天我们需要有水才能够存活。
And we know that if we do not have water, we feel very uncomfortable. We feel anxious. We feel We want to grab anything we can to drink it.
我们要是没有水就觉得很不舒服，很焦虑。能够有什么能够有喝的，我们就会拿来想喝。
And we know that today, if we do not pray, very naturally we start to want to go shopping or watch movies or play games or do something that will satisfy our heart.
我们知道，要是我们今天不祷告的话，我们就会想要做很多事情，例如说玩游戏或是去逛街，这样子才能够满足我们心里的空虚。
Manifestation that our soul is thirsty.
这是表现说我们的灵魂其实是饥渴的。
And if we have prayed, we experience that as we pray, we feel our heart satisfied, just like drink something, like drinking water when we're very thirsty. We feel quenched. We feel satisfied.
要是我们祷告的话，我们心里能够觉得，得到疏解，就像我们口渴的时候喝水会觉得很舒服。
And why is it we don't experience that for some people?
那为什么有些人就感觉不到这样子呢？
Couple of things from the Bible. Bible tells us maybe it's our sin that blocking us from experiencing God.
有可能是像圣经上讲的，可能是因为我们的罪把我们跟神隔绝了。
Maybe we don't pray too often.
有可能我们不常祷告。
We pray for a couple minutes and that's about it.
祷告几分钟就算了。
So these are maybe possibly two reasons.
有可能两个原因。
Or we haven't spent enough time praying.
可能是我们的罪，或是因为我们祷告时间不够。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
请看使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
使徒行传第二章一到四节。
Here describe Holy Spirit is like tongues of fire.
使徒行传这里记载到舌头如同火焰。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire as one sat upon each of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
We know that fire is represent power.
我们知道火焰表示能力、
energy.
力量。
For the apostles, they were facing great persecution.
我们知道使徒受到很大的逼迫。
From the beginning, they were persecuted to the very end.
他们从一开始到最后都被逼迫。
And when the Holy Spirit descended, they were not afraid of persecution.
当圣灵降下，他们就不害怕受到逼迫。
They were speaking very loud, and many people came to look at them.
他们讲得很大声，很多人来看他们。
And if these people was going to tell the Pharisees, the elders, then disciple could have been captured by them.
这些门徒如果跟法利赛人或长老来谈的话，他们很可能会被他们抓走。
But at that time, that was not a concern.
但是那时候他们并不害怕。
In fact, they were filled with the power. They can even preach to them and tell them, "You have murdered Jesus, the Christ."
但是他们反而是大有能力，很直接的告诉他们，你谋害了耶稣。
And they were convicted, and they cut to the heart, and they came to believe.
这些人他们觉得扎心，反而来相信。
So we can see that when Holy Spirit fills in a person, it gives them the power, the courage to continue to go on despite the persecutions.
我们知道要是一个人被圣灵充满，虽然有逼迫，但是他们会有能力、有勇气继续传扬福音。
And today we can see ourselves to see if we're filled with Holy Spirit or not.
所以今天我们可以看清楚自己到底有没有受到圣灵充满。
Sometimes people gossip us a little bit.
我们有时候会讲别人的闲话。
But some people gossip about us a little bit.
对不起，有别人说我们的闲话。
And sometimes we just say, "Oh, wow." We become very angry.
有时候我们就很生气。
Sometimes we thinking about quitting to do our work.
有时候我们就想说我都不做了。不要为神在做事。
Sometimes we even think about quitting from coming to church.
有时候我们就想不要再来教会了。
And you know, it seems like the persecution is bigger than our fire.
看起来好像这个逼迫是比我们的火还要大。
And the persecution is just like a cup of water, but our fire is just like a match of fire.
好像逼迫只是一小杯水，但是我们的火焰却是很大。
No, our fire is like a match of fire.
对不起，我们的火焰就像一个火柴的火焰。
You pour water and all gone.
那你就泼一个水就没了。
So from the passage, we can see that apostles, disciples, always filled with Holy Spirit. So no matter how much they persecuted them, they keep on going.
所以我们可以知道这些使徒，因为他们圣灵很充满，所以不管他们如何受到逼迫，他们还是继续做。
So, do we ever pray and then we feel like there's power coming in? We feel strengthened.
我们有没有祷告到一个程度，觉得好像有能力进到我们心里来，我们就变得坚强了。
For me, I mean, I experience a lot of times. Why else I want to be here? Because I'll be quitting already.
对我来说，我常常都体验到这个，不然的话，我早就辞职了。
So, I don't know. Just what Bible says, every time you pray, it just happens.
就像圣经讲了，每次我祷告就是这样子发生了。
Next one.
下一个。
Turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
请看罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Here it says the Holy Spirit pour the love of God into our hearts.
这里讲说赐给我们圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So in other words, the more we pray, the more loving we are.
换句话说，我们多祷告，我们就会更有爱心。
I do not know if Preacher Booty share with you a testimony.
我不晓得历史传道能不能跟你们分享一个见证。
He told me this.
他跟我说的。
He told me that when he first received Holy Spirit.
他说他刚开始受圣灵的时候。
Holy Spirit.
他感受到圣灵。
And he went back to work.
他回去工作。
And he said that there was a very annoying person in the company.
他说那边有个很讨厌的人。
And he's not too cooperative.
他很不合作。
Causing troubles.
常喜欢捣蛋。
And then.Somehow that day he saw that coworker and he felt that this coworker is adorable.
那天他看到这个同事，他觉得这个同事看起来很可爱。
I'm sure that nothing happened to that coworker, but what happened is to Preacher Booty that Holy Spirit gave him more love, so he able to see his enemy lovable.
我想那个同事可能没有什么改变，但是因为不喜欢到他有圣灵的充满，所以他觉得这个同事就比较可爱一点。
So this is Bible said, you know, Holy Spirit pour God's love into our hearts.
圣灵这边对不起，圣经这边讲得很清楚，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So the more we pray, we're supposed to become more loving.
所以我们多祷告应该更有爱心。
Have we experienced that?
我们有没有这样子的经验？
That's why Bible said God cannot lie.
就是圣经讲了，神不撒谎。
Well, we experience that too.
我们应该有这样子的体验。
So, just one next time if you argue with the parents or argue with the spouse.
所以下次你要是跟父母或是夫妻吵架
，argue with your friends or brother sister, pray more.
跟朋友吵架或是跟弟兄姐妹吵架，祷告多一点。
And you start feel like your hatred started to disappear.
你就会觉得你不再恨了。
And then as you feel with Holy Spirit, very naturally feel like, you know, yeah, maybe I should.Not yelling at that person, and maybe I should apologize.
你被圣灵充满以后，你就会想说，我可能不应该对这个人吼叫，我应该道歉。
And I pray for that person.
帮那个人祷告。
Okay. So this is what Bible promises.
这是圣经应许我们的。
Next one, Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
下一个提多书第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Here it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
Here the Bible tells us Jesus Christ saved us through two ways, through two things.
这里圣经告诉我们，基督用两个方法救了我们。
First is through washing of regeneration.
第一个是重生的洗。
That refers to water baptism.
这是水洗礼。
And the second thing is God save us through renewing of the Holy Spirit.
第二个是神救我们，以圣灵的更新来救我们。
Bible say renewing of Holy Spirit, but Bible did not say receiving of Holy Spirit.
这里说圣灵的更新，而不是说受圣灵。
So this tells us that we cannot be satisfied say, oh, I have Holy Spirit.
所以这表示我们不应该说我已经有圣灵了就够了。
But we have to let Holy Spirit renew us so that we can be saved, we can be transformed.
我们更要被圣灵更新，所以我们才能够变成一个新人。
Renew means change, to make it new.
更新表示改变，变成新的。
It means that in this world, we actually corrupted as things get old. Things get old, so our heart, our mentality sometimes get corrupted.
这表示这个在这个世界里东西会变成旧的，表示我们的心里有时候也会变旧败坏。
Jesus said to people that we had to turn to be like little child in order to go to the kingdom of God.
耶稣叫我们要变得像小孩子是一样才能够进天国。
And we know that kids are very pure and very forgiving.
我们知道小孩都很纯洁，而且很单纯，而且很容易原谅人。
You yell at them, you spank on them.You know, after a while, they forgive you, and then they play with you.
你骂他打他，他还过一会就忘了，又来跟你玩了。
You know, you saw the kids, right? One family told me that two brother was fighting.
有个家庭这样告诉我，他们有一对兄弟在打架。
And I think it was a big brother.
是一个哥哥。
Oh, I forgot, a younger brother, right? Took the pen, right? And stabbed his own brother.
有一个哥哥还是弟弟用一个笔戳另外一个弟兄。
And you can see the mark.
你可以看到他留下了一个痕迹。
And the brother cried.
那被戳的人就哭了。
You know, after about an hour or so, they start both of them play together.
在一小时后，两个人又开始玩。
Well, I think if somebody do that to us.
要是有人这样对待我们
，I think after 10 years, I still remember.
你可能在十年后还记得，十年后还记得不跟他们讲话。
And you know, we had to rely on Holy Spirit to be transformed to pure, forgiving, like little child.
我们应该靠圣灵的更新，让我们能够像单纯的像一个小孩，能够原谅人。
Bible tells us, you know, in this world.There's many sins. As we commit sins, we become ugly.
这圣经告诉我们，世界上有许多罪，要是我们犯罪，我们就变得很丑陋。
I'd like to tell you a story.
我想跟大家分享一个故事。
I know that we cannot see our soul.
我知道我们看不到我们的灵魂。
But from this story, we can learn that what happened to our soul when we commit sin.
从这故事，我们可以知道我们的灵魂变成如何，要是我们犯罪的话。
It was a story that a painter painted a young man, very beautifully handsome.
这有个故事，就说有个画家画了一个年轻人，他看起来非常的英俊。
And so this young man made a vow to Satan.
所以这个年轻的人就向撒旦发誓。
So if you can make me outwardly as beautiful as this picture, I will sell you my soul to you.
所以要是你能够把我变成像这个画家画的这么美好的话，我就把我的灵魂卖给你。
And so what happened is that he lived for many years, for a long time, and his outside is always as handsome as the picture.
所以他这个人年轻人就活了很多年，他的外表看起来就像这个画一样，很英俊。
But then the problem is the picture become to show his soul.
问题是说这个话开始显出他的灵魂。
He said that, I mean, the story goes like this, is that he killed the painter to hide his secret.
所以他就把这个画家杀了，为了要隐藏他的秘密。
And he went back to his secret room and looked at the picture, and he saw that his hand started to have blood coming out, dripping out from his hand.
他那时候就回到这个密室去看他的画，他就看到他的手怎么有血流出来。
And then his hand becomes uglier. It's like claws.
所以他的手会开始看起来很丑陋，看起来像一个鸟的爪。
And, you know, he go on continue to cheat people, lie people, harm people, and he said, you know, his face just started to change more like Satan, like snake.
那他就后来他对他的朋友就开始撒谎，骗他们，最后他的脸就看起来像撒旦的脸。
Well, he saw his picture is like a viper's teeth with the tongues of snake coming out.
他看到他的这个画看起来就看起来好像一个蛇，有两个牙齿长长的流出来。
And his skin is not that beautiful anymore. It became getting old, wrinkled, and skinnier.
他的皮肤看起来不这么好看了，因为已经他变瘦了，看起来有皱纹。
And he just he saw that his soul, you know, whatever he did, his body just changed worse and worse to very like a devil.
他就看他做这些坏事，看到他的脸看起来越来越恐怖。
And he hated more and more because he looks so ugly.
他就开始很讨厌，因为他觉得他越来越丑。
And he cannot let people see how ugly his soul is.
他不敢让人家知道他的灵魂是多么的丑陋。
So one day he took a knife and stabbed into the picture.
所以有一天他就拿一个刀子把这个画像戳下去。
He was trying to kill the Satan.
他希望能够把这个撒旦杀了。
But then when he stabbed into it, he felt that pain goes into his heart and he died.
但是他在戳这画的时候，他的身体觉得很痛，他就死了。
And you know, if we can see our soul today,
要是我们今天能够看到我们的灵魂。
From all the bad things that we have done and all the things we have said.
我们就想说我们说过什么坏话，做过什么坏事。
I'm sure that I don't think we want people to see our soul.
我相信我们不想要别人看到我们的灵魂。
It's too ugly.
太丑陋了。
Okay. And so, why God gave us Holy Spirit is that God, through the Holy Spirit, can renew us to become a new man, created. Like Jesus Christ.
神愿意给我们圣灵，就是为了要让我们能够让圣灵更新，变成一个新人，像基督耶稣一样。
Without it, how can we transform?
要是没有圣灵，我们如何能够更新呢？
So we have mentioned what Holy Spirit is like.
我们形容过圣灵是像什么？
Holy Spirit is like rivers of living water.
圣灵是活水的江河。
That we need every day.
我们每天都需要这个。
Holy Spirit is like fire.
圣灵像火焰。
It can give us strength.
他能给我们能力。
We need that every day.
我们每天都需要这个。
The Holy Spirit pour God's love into our heart.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
We need that every day so that we can love the people around us and be patient.
我们需要这个，所以我们每天才能够爱人，并且有耐心。
Holy Spirit can renew us.
圣灵能够更新我们。
To make us beautiful like child.
让我们跟小孩一样美好。
Pure, wise.
纯洁。
Change our old ways, old values, old ways of life.
纯洁又智慧，所以我们才能够改变我们旧的方法，旧的想法。
And these are just simply the four things that we can experience every day.
这是我们每天能够体验到四件事情。
And this is a truly priceless treasure we have in Jesus Church.
这真的是我们在真耶稣教会的无价之宝。
And if we do not experience it.
要是我们没有这样子的体验，
or we do not experience every day，
我说我们没有每天这样子的体验，
there is something wrong，
那就表示有不对的事情了。
Because we need water every day, we need love every day, we need strength every day, we need renewing every day.
因为我每天都需要水，每天都需要能力，每天都需要爱。
When Bible promises these things, it didn't say once a while.
圣经这样子应许我们，并不是说很久才一次。
Because we need water every day, so that's something we can experience every day if we put our heart to it.
因为我们每天都需要水，就是要是我们能够把心这个放在心上的话，我们每天都能够这样体验。
So we need to examine. If we do not experience it, we have to ask why.
因为所以我们要检验，如果我们没有办法这样子每天感受，我们必须问为什么。
And we know sometimes the church or the faith or the believers, the faith is weak.
我们知道在教会有时候信心信徒的信心软弱。
It's because we really lacking the experience from the Holy Spirit.
因为我们没有从圣灵那边得到足够的体验。
You know what? When people experience, they just naturally change. The mentality change, the way change, the view change.
我们知道，要是人有体验的话，我们自自然然的就会改变，我们的想法会改变，我们的感受会改变。
We have experienced that when we preach to truth seekers, they come, you know, the evolution is wrong, you know, there's a God.
有时候我们在传道的时候跟慕道者说，来这里，我们不要相信进化论，那个是错的。
You know, they don't believe us.
他们就不相信。
And I witnessed that there was one person, he received Holy Spirit.
我就看到，我亲眼看到有一个人得了圣灵。
I remember I debated with him. Evolution is not true.
我那时候我还是跟他辩论，跟他讲说进化论是错的。
He didn't believe me.
他不相信。
But then the moment he received Holy Spirit.
但是他得了圣灵那时候。
He told me the first thing he knows is there is a God.
他才告诉我，有一位神。
God is here.
神在这里。
And his view about evolution totally changed. I didn't even tell him. He just changed his view.
我根本不用告诉他，他进化论的想法就完全改变了。
So we need to experience.
所以我们要体验。
So that if we experience often, you know, it does not matter what people say. We know what we believe in.
所以我们必须要体验，不需要看别人怎么说，我们知道我们相信的是谁。
We need experience.
我们需要体验。
We will not care about what people say. For example, some people say, "Oh, you know what? Oh, that's an evil spirit."
我们不需要我们就不会介意别人说什么，因为别人有时可能会说啊，这是邪灵。
But we experienced it, you know, make us so joyful. It changes us. It pours God's love into our heart. How can it be evil spirit?
但是我们有体验，我们知道这个灵把爱神的爱浇灌在我们心里，怎么可能是邪灵
？And some people say, "Oh, you know what? You guys pray like that." And you know, you influence each other. It's our peer pressure. You don't have Holy Spirit. You just speak in tongue. Just like you make the whole environment makes you pray like that.
有时候别人说，哦，我们是因为同侪压力，因为大家都在这样子祷告，所以你才被逼迫要讲方言，也这样子祷告。
And you would say rubbish. I experience myself. I feel the joyful.
我你就会说那个是无稽之谈。我能够感觉到，我非常的喜乐。
I feel my life has been transformed.
我的生命得到更新。
So experience is very important in our Christian life.
所以对基督徒来讲，体验是很重要的。
So now we're going to pray together.
所以我们要一起祷告。
We're going to pray for half an hour.
要祷告半小时。
Let's put our heart to it, and let's ask God to fill in us.
我们要用心祷告，请神来在我们心中。
If we have any sin, let's confess to God and let's make a new rely on God to transform.
要是我们有犯罪，我们应该向神祷告，悔改，请神来更新我们。
Let's come out and pray.
请来前面祷告。
We ask the minister to pray for us too.
我们会按手祷告。